Hey, you hungry? Come on. I know you work through lunch, so I hit up that little sandwich place on the corner we like and got you your favorite. Smells good, doesn't it? That's what I thought. Eat with me? So, how's the proposal coming? Did the reports I printed help? Good. I've got a good feeling about this. I just know you'll get this account and impress my dad. Who knows? Maybe you'll even end up with a promotion. I mean, it's a massive account, and this would be a huge win for his company. And don't forget, all those late nights and hot, hard work will have definitely paid off. Oh, you know exactly what I mean. Don't worry. It's not as if my dad can hear us in here. And besides, it's his own fault that he assigned his hot, fresh-out-of-college daughter to work under, and occasionally on top of, a sexy guy like you. Speaking of, I'd like you to come by my place after the party. What party? The one the company's going to be throwing as soon as you present your proposal this afternoon? Of course I'm optimistic. I've been working with you on this, and I know how amazing you are. Seriously, you're brilliant, driven, confident, successful. They're going to love you like I do. You know what I meant. They're going to love you like we all do around here. Anyway, I'll go ahead and get everything set up in the conference room. The clients will be here in 30, and I want everything to be perfect for you. You stay here and go over your notes and do some deep breathing, okay? I'll see you in there, Tiger. Oh my God, they loved it. See? What did I tell you? I'm so proud of you. My dad hasn't looked that impressed by anyone around here in ages. Hi, Dad. Didn't he do an amazing job? Oh, absolutely. I've learned a lot from working under him. He's a very impressive man. Well, if you two don't need anything else from me, I'll go ahead and get everything ready to celebrate. We're on for the Hyatt, right? Perfect. I'll see you both there later tonight. There you are. What? You're worried someone might see us? I'll try not to take that the wrong way. It's an open bar, no one's gonna notice. We're supposed to be celebrating. Jessie is the office gossip. No one believes her anyway. And since when did you care what she thinks? Come on, loosen up. Enjoy your party. I've got a little something planned for later tonight, too. Mm-hmm. You, me, and the penthouse suite. Amazing city views, a ridiculously sized hot tub, and the biggest, most comfortable bed known to man. Not that we'll be doing much sleeping, anyway. Okay. I'm gonna make another round, say hi to everyone, and then head upstairs. I'll see you soon, yeah? Boo. Took you long enough. You taste good. What were you drinking? Oh, my favorite. I thought I was never gonna get you all to myself. So listen. I want to try something different tonight. Yeah, I want to use these. Yep, handcuffs. I borrowed them from the security guard. I promise I'll give them back. Unless we enjoy them too much. I've been thinking about how much I want to cuff you to the bed and have my naughty way with you all night. So, are you game? If you let me, then I promise when I let you out, you can do whatever you want to me. Relax, baby. You've earned yourself a treat tonight. Gonna open each button of your shirt very slowly, exposing your chest and stomach to me. And kiss my way down. Oh, you've got such sensitive nipples. Down your stomach, to your hip. And take out your cock. You're straining already. Nobody sucks your cock the way I do they? No one ever has. I'm the best mouth you've ever had wrapped around you, aren't I? Say it for me, baby. Tell me how bad you need my mouth. Known for me. I gotta say, I do enjoy having you at my mercy. Oh, my God, baby. Don't get too excited. We still have a long way to go. I need to talk to you about something. But I'm gonna slide my pussy up and down your cock while I do. You always feel so good against my soft, wet pussy. When we fuck tonight, I don't want you to use a condom. I want you to come inside me. Pill? No. I'm not on the pill. I want you to breed me. Of course I'm serious. We love each other. We're a great match. We're sexually compatible. Who better to make a baby with than a smart, successful businessman like you? You love me, right? Right? Why are you being so quiet? Don't you love me? Then say it. Say that you love me and want to have a baby with me. See? I knew you felt the same way. I know we belong together. And the best way to show my love for you, and for you to show your love for me, is to fuck me without a condom and fill me up with your cum. After all, if you don't give me a baby, don't give me what I want, I might have to tell my dad what we've been doing. And that promotion you're so close to getting will slip right through your fingers. And we wouldn't want that, would we? Oh, fuck yes. Thrust up into me. See? Your body knows. It knows exactly how good I can make you feel. Clenching hard around that gorgeous cock of yours. We're gonna have a baby. Even if you don't think you want this, I know that you do. I know how much you love me, and how much you're gonna love this baby. Oh, fuck yes. I can feel your cock throbbing inside me. It feels good, doesn't it? You like this? Come on, baby. Come for me. I'm gonna reach behind you while I ride you. And fondle your balls. They're tight. You're gonna come inside me, aren't you? Okay. Fuck. I'm gonna get... breed me, baby. Fuck a baby into me. Oh my god. Oh my god, I can feel you coming. Oh, give me all of it. Baby, fuck. Yes, every last drop. All right. Let me just unlock these. You came really hard. I guess you liked being tied up more than you thought you would. We're gonna be such a happy family. One thing I wanted to mention, though. I saw you talking to Stacy at the party, and I was wondering if I should be worried. I know how she is, and maybe I need to have a few words with her about staying away from the father of my child. Okay, yeah, you're right. We'll tell my dad about this after you sign the promotion agreement. I'm the best assistant ever, right? Damn right I am.